B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Pei Dalet. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, three lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Mishnah, Kol hanechol b'shoir hagodil. Any part of an animal that with a fully grown and an adult ox, a big ox, is roi l'achila, is edible, then yoichol b'gdi harach, only that part of the animal with a tender kid is considered ro'i la'achila, and only on those parts one is allowed to be registered, one's allowed to be menuyin on the Korban Pesach, and as many people as can eat kazesim from those parts of the animal are allowed to join for this Korban Pesach. But those parts that in a big ox are already considered inedible, we'll soon see in the Gemara what that means, but there are certain parts of an animal that when they are still in a young, tender, small animal, then they are still edible, they're still soft, but once it becomes fully grown, then it no longer is edible. Those parts of the animal are not considered roi l'achila to be registered on it for the Korban Pesach. And the Mishnah adds, and the Gemara is going to have to explain how to understand this, v'roshei knofayim, the ends of the shoulder blades, v'hasachusim, and the cartilage, these also are edible enough to be included in the Korban Pesach, to be distributed amongst those registered on this Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Romi, Rabbi asked the following seeming contradiction. Tanan, first it says in the Mishnah, Kol hanechal b'sheir hagodol yechal b'gdi orach. Anything that is edible with a big ox is considered edible with a tender kid. V'sheinu nechal, but those parts which are not edible in a full-grown ox, loy, then they are not included in the parts of the Korban Pesach that are distributed amongst those registered. Asks Rabba, Eima Seifa. This seems to contradict the last statement in the Mishnah, Roshei Knofayim Vasachusim, that the ends of the shoulder blades and the cartilage, that these parts of the animal in a fully grown ox are not eaten. So how can you say Veroshei Knofayim Vasachusim as if those parts are allowed to be distributed in the Korban Pesach? V'hohani, these parts lo misachli b'sheir hagodol. They are not eaten by a big ox. They're hardly edible. Elos, says the Gemara, it's probably Rabbi who answers this. Tanoihi, you have to read into the Mishnah that there's actually a machlokes tanoim. V'ochiktoni, this is how you have to read the Mishnah. Kol hanechal b'sheir hagodol, anything that's easily eaten in a big ox, yoichal b'gdi orach, is considered edible with a tender kid. V'she'einu nechal loy, and anything that's not easily eaten in a big ox, including the roshei knofayim and the sachusim, are also not considered roi l'achila with a tender kid, even though in a tender kid they are still roi l'achila. V'she'einu nechal loy. V'yesh oimrim. This is a second opinion in the Mishnah. Some say that af roshei knofayim v'asachusim, that also the ends of the shoulder blades and the cartilage, since they can be eaten with a big ox, after excessive cooking and boiling, shlika it's called, when it's sholuk, when it's well cooked, then even with an ox they can be eaten, then this yesh oimrim, this second opinion says that these parts are included, even in a young kid, they can be included in the distributable part of the Korban Pesach. Rava Omer. Rava seems to argue with Rabba and has a different explanation. He says it's not two opinions, it's actually one opinion, and Mahein Kotoni. The Mishnah is actually giving examples of what's considered edible with a big ox. V'hachik Toni, this is how you have to read the Mishnah. Kol hanechal b'sheir hagodol, anything that can be eaten with a big ox, b'shloko, even if it's only going to be edible and easily edible after it's been sholuk, it's been well cooked and boiled, then those parts, yoichal b'gdi orach, can be eaten with a tender kid b'tzli when being roasted for the Korban Pesach. Ummahein, what are these parts that are only eaten with a big ox after sholuk and nonetheless they can be considered roi l'achila by the g'di orach? Roshei knofayim v'sachusim, which are these, the ends of the shoulder blades and the cartilage. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kava say the Rava, we're going to see a Braisa who seems to be saying the same as Rava. Kol hanechal b'sheir hagodil b'shloko. that in our Mishnah it just says Kol Anechal B'Sher HaGodol Yoichal B'Gdiorach. It doesn't tell us that Kol Anechal B'Sher HaGodol B'Shliko Yoichal B'Gdiorach. And Rabbah says that the Tanakhama says that if it's only Nechal B'Sher HaGodol B'Shliko, it's not Yoichal B'Gdiorach. It's only the Esh Oimrim who say that. According to Rava, even the Tanakhama hold that way. And we see in the Braisa actually adds the word B'Shliko into the words of the Tanakhama. Yoichal B'Gdiorach, but Sli can be eaten by a tender kid, or can be eaten of the tender kid, but Sli when it's roasted, as in the Korban Pesach. Umahin, and what are those parts that with a big ox that are only eaten B'shliko, Rosh Iknafayim V'asachusim, like we saw in our Mishnah, it's the ends of the shoulder blades and the cartilage, V'gidin Horakin. And here the Braisa adds in another point which is not mentioned in our Mishnah, and that is the sinews, which are the softer sinews, the Gidin Horakin, that they also Nidoinim Kabosa, these are all considered like meat, and therefore they can be considered as part of the Korban Pesach when measuring the amount of people and counting the amount of people that can eat a kazayis from the Korban Pesach, that these things can actually be included. And the Gemara is now going to discuss a little bit more about these Gidin, and we'll see it's going to be Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what do these Gidin Horakin actually mean? Continues the Gemara. Itmar, we learnt Gidin Shesoifon Lahakshais. And this takes us a little bit back to the Gemara we saw in Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, that all the Gidin, all the sinews in an animal, they are considered like Bosor, Kola Gidin, Bosor, Chutz Megidei Tzavor. The sinew that is running through the neck of the animal, at some point when the animal becomes grown, it becomes very hard and is considered like wood and is not considered Roi Lachila. Now we learn that Gidin, these sinews in the neck, Shesoifon Lahakshis, that when the animal would get bigger and grown, it would become inedible. But at this point, Korban Pesach is just less than a year old, which is either a Gidi, either it's a kid, or it's a young sheep, which are very young, then these sinews in its neck, at this point in time, they're edible. But when they become grown, they're not going to be edible anymore. They're going to become very stiff. So it's a machlekes. So after it becomes stiff, it's definitely not roi l'achila. The question is it called an oichel? Is it called achila when it's still young and tender? Rabbi Yochanan Omar nimnin aleim b'pesach. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, it can be considered as bosor, and one can be registered on it for the Korban Pesach. Rish Lakish Omar, ein nimnin aleim b'pesach. Rish Lakish says that they cannot be included in, one cannot register people based on these sinews for the Korban Pesach. So coming back to the braisa we saw before, Gidin Horakin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gidin Horakin, which are Nidoinin Kabosor, could even mean these Gidin of the Tzavor, which are going to become stiff, but at this point they're soft, then it could also include it because at this point it's still soft. According to Rish Lakish, who says, Ein nimnin aleim b'pesach, it must be the Gidin Horakin mentioned before are the sinews of the rest, all the other sinews that are going to remain edible even were the animal to become bigger. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Yochanan Omar nimnin aleim bosor hashtazdinon. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason you can count on these sinews, referring to the sinews in the neck, even though they're going to become hard, because bosor hashtazdinon, we look at the situation as in here and now, and at this point when the kid is still young, then these sinews are still soft and are edible. Rish Lakish Omar ein nimnin aleim. Rish Lakish says you cannot count on them bosor b'seifazlinon, because he sees what's going to be at the end. And since at the end it's going to become very, very hard, then therefore already now it cannot be counted upon. Says the Gemara, Eser Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish is now going to ask against Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. Kol hanechal b'sheir ha-godol, yechal b'gedi orach, umahin roshei knofayim v'asachusin. That it says in our Mishnah that anything which can be eaten when the ox is big, then it can be counted upon in the Korban Pesach when it's still young and tender. However, anything that cannot be eaten when it's going to be a big ox also can't be counted on in the Korban Pesach. And the examples the Mishnah brings are the ends of the shoulder blades and the cartilage. Hani'in, only these two are considered roi la'achila, aval gidin, shesoifun la'akshais, but those sinews which are going to become very, very hard, the sinews in the neck, loi, they are not, they cannot be counted upon, and even our Mishnah doesn't bring that as an example, and therefore it seems clear from our Mishnah that you cannot count on these sinews in the neck for the Korban Pesach. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that since now they're soft, they can be counted upon? It seems to be against our Mishnah. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan answered to Rish Lakish, no. Tana hani vuhadin lahanoch. The truth is that it's true that the Mishnah mentioned just the Rosh Iknofayim and the Sachusim, but not to the exclusion of other things, and these sinews in the neck are also would also be included. Hani maitam, why the Rosh Iknofayim and the Sachusim can one count on for the Korban Pesach? Dehomis achli b'shera gadol b'shloko, as we saw before, because even in a big ox, were you to excessively cook these sinews, not the sinews, these Rosh Iknofayim or Sachusim, then they would become edible. Hanoch nami, then so too, these sinews in the neck, misachli b'shoira godel b'shloka, that even these sinews in the neck, which become very stiff, were they to be excessively cooked, then one would be able to eat it. And therefore, in the same way as the Mishnah says that Rosh Iknofayim and Sachusim are allowed to be counted in the Korban Pesach, so Rabbi Yochanan says, so too, these Gidin, Shesoifon Lahakshois, they are allowed to be counted in the Korban Pesach. And the big question that has to be asked here, that if indeed these sinews in the neck, in a big ox, they can be sholuk, they can be excessively cooked and then edible, why indeed does Rish Lakish say that you cannot be nimnin aleh nes ha-pesach? We saw before that anything that bishliko can be eaten in a big ox, in a sheir ha-gadol, can be nimnin aleh on a gedi harach. So Tosfos discusses that, and Tosfos has a few explanations. Continues the Gemara, Omar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Ovin. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to Rabbi Ovin, when you go to Rabbi Avoh, Rami le, ask him the following question. Could Rabbi Yochanan really hold, as we saw a few moments ago, that those gidin, the sinews in the neck, that even though they are going to become very hard and stiff, but nonetheless, nimlin alein es ha-pesach, because at this point they're soft, and as we just saw now, that even in a big ox, they can be cooked and then they are edible. Alma bosa hashtos linon. So you see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's adopted this motto, this idea that we always look at something as what it is now, not what it's going to be later. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan elsewhere in Shas in Chulin that oyer haroish shel egel, the skin, the hide on top on the head of an egel, of a horach, on a tender young calf, ma'u shi'itame, is it called an oichel, and therefore it can become tome, as with any oichlim can become tome, or is it not called oichel? Va'omer loy, and Rabbi Yochanan answered to Rish Lakish, ein matame, it's not considered an oichel, even though now, regarding a tender calf, it's clearly edible, but later on it's going to become very stiff and then it will no longer be edible. And Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not metame tumas oichlin even now when it's soft. Elmas you see bosor besoifos linon, you look what's going to be at the end, you don't look at bosor hashta, what's going to be now. Omerle. So he answered back to him, and this is Rabbi Avoh answered back to Rabbi Ovin, when Rabbi Ovin asked him this question, whoever asked you this question, he was obviously referring to Rabbi Yirmiyah, he was obviously wasn't really paying attention and didn't care about his flour, which is so to speak in the same way as somebody who grinds the kernels together with the waste, he clearly doesn't care about the quality of the flour, so too whoever asked you this question wasn't taking enough care when he asked the question. That why are you asking a contradiction, you're asking questions on Rabbi Yochanan, as if because Rabbi Yochanan said that nimnin alein, that the these Giddin, Shesoifon, Lahakshay, Shabbi Yechlon, Omar, Nimnin Alein, Bepesach, that, and as we saw, because he goes Bosa Hashte, he says, since now it's edible, then therefore it's considered an Eichel, and you're asking him questions and contradictions. Do you not know that Rabbi Yechlon changed his mind? He retracted from that. And did Rabbi Yechanan not say to Rosh Lakish, "Al takniteni, don't annoy me by quoting to me that the Mishnah from where I initially and originally took my ruling from, that we go Basar Hashta, you look at the way the status is now, you don't look at what's going to be at the end." Because that Mishnah that says that Basar Hashta, I realized after I gave my ruling that that Mishnah is just the opinion of an individual, and we don't paskin, we don't rule like that opinion. And Rabbi Yechanan actually retracted and changed his mind and held that we don't go Basar Hashta, you go Basar the Seif, what you see what's going to be at the end. And since you see what's going to be at the end, it's not a contradiction to what Rabbi Yechanan said, that regarding the Oyer Haroi Shel Egel Harach, that indeed Rabbi Yechanan said, it's not metame. Because Rabbi Yechanan changed his mind. Exactly what that Mishnah was and where Rabbi Yechanan's, so to speak, what his mistake initially was, is a sugya in Chulin Daf Ayin Zayin, which we do not need to go into here. Says the next Mishnah, Hashever Eso Etzem BePesach HaTohir. If somebody breaks the bone of a Tohir Korban Pesach, Hareza Leika Arboim, he gets Malkus, because the Pasuk says you're not allowed to break a bone of the Korban Pesach. The Pasuk actually says it twice in the Torah, once in Parashas Boy and once in Parashas Baleischo. It says Ve'etzem Lo Yishburu Boy, and it says Ve'etzem Lo Yishburu Boy, once by Pesach Rishon and once by Pesach Sheni. So somebody who breaks a bone of a Korban Pesach is going to get Malkus. But if somebody just passively allows the Korban Pesach to become noisor when it's tohir and kolshkein when it's tomei, or somebody who breaks a bone of a Korban Pesach but tomei on a Korban Pesach which is tomei, he's not going to get Malkus, and the Gemara is going to tell us the reasoning behind these halachas. Says the Gemara, Bishleima Moisir B'tohir, when you say that, when somebody leaves over, if you have a tohir animal, a tohir korban, a kolchken if it's tummy, and you just passively didn't go about eating it, and didn't go about arranging that it should be consumed, and you let it become noisar, that you do not get malchus. That we understand. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa, and there's going to be a machlokes tanoim, why there's no malchus, but either way, it's understandable that there should be no malchus. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa, do not leave over from the Korban Pesach until the morning. And if you do leave it over till the morning, then the following morning you burn it, and we've already learned about when you burn the Noisar of the Korban Pesach. So what do you see there? It says, don't leave it over. And then the Pasuk says, and if you do leave over, then burn it. So Boa Kos of Litin Ase. This is a case which is something we call a lav hanitik la'asei, which means that whenever the Pasuk says don't do something, and if you did it then the Pasuk is telling me that the only consequence that there is of doing this lo'isaseh, transgressing this avera, is that you now have to do the following asei, but there are no other consequences. Namely, there's no malchus. Lo'imar she'ein lo'ike divi Reb Yehuda. So that's Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that that's the reason why there's no Malkus by Noisar, because it's a lav, a nitik la'asei. Rabbi Yaakov says there's a different reason. Lo'im min Hashem huzeh. It's not for that reason that you, Rabbi Yehuda, said. Elo mishum dehavalei lav she'in boi maisa ve'in lo'ikin alav. There's another rule. The rule is you only get Malkus when you do an Avera actively. When you passively transgress an Avera, like you don't eat the Korban, just allowing it to become Noisar, then there's no Malkus. And so that's two. You have two reasons, a machlokes tanoim, but you have two reasons why there's no malchus by moisir betohir. Elo says the Gemara, shover betomei minolon. If you break a bone of the Korban Pesach when it's tohir, you do get malchus because you transgressed the lav in the Torah. But when you break a bone from a Korban Pesach which is tomei, you don't get malchus. There, you broke it actively, and it's not a lav anitik lasei, it's not a lav she'ein boi maisa. Why do you not get malchus? Answers the Gemara to Omar Kro. It says in the Pasuk, says, "Babayis echod ye'ochil, you should eat the Korban Pesach in a single home. Lo yisoytzi min habayis min habos or chutza, do not take out of the meat outside the house. Ve'etzem le'sishbru boy, and don't break any of the bones." So when it says in the Pasuk, "Ve'etzem le'sishbru," it doesn't just say "Ve'etzem le'sishbru," it says "boy," which means to be only in some cases to the exclusion of others. The question is, what are we excluding? Boy is bekosher v'loy bepasul. The pasuk means to tell us that etzem le'sishbru, when is there an avera to break a bone? Boy, only on an animal which is kosher, which could have been eaten. We'll soon see about that, but only if it's kosher. If it's tomei, it's not kosher, in that case there's no avera of, or there's no malchus of v'etzem le'sishbru boy. And that now we've understood all the halachas mentioned in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Ve'etzem le'sishbru boy. We just saw the pasuk that you're not allowed to break a bone, boy, of it, to the exclusion of something else. So we saw till now, what did we just see? That it's boy bekosher v'lo bepasul. If the animal is tomei, there's no isser, or there's no malchus, there's no punishment for breaking a bone. But this is going to be a machlekes tanoim. It's going to sound as if they're actually not arguing, they're just using different terms. But in the Gemara, we're actually going to see eight different explanations, eight different cases where they actually are arguing. What does it say here? Boy bekosher v'loy bepasul. The Tanakhama used the same terminology we used before, that the avera, the isser of ve'etzem le'sishbru boy, depends on whether it's kosher or pasul. Not on anything else. That's what it depends on. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? Exactly what kosher means is something which is going to be up to for discussion a little bit, but for the time being, anything which is called kosher is restricted by this avera of ve'etzem le'sishbru boy. Rebbe Oimir. Rebbe says it a bit differently. Rebbe says from the fact that the posuk writes the issa of breaking the bones together with the chiyuv of eating it inside the house, it seems that you're only chaya for breaking a bone if it was actually edible. Rebbe Oimir, Rabbayis echod ye'ochil ve'etzem le'sishbru boy, kol horoyi la'achila, any korban pesach which is edible, yesh boi mishum shviras ha'etzem. That's when there's navera of breaking the bone. V'she'ein ro'i la'achila, ein boi mishum shviras ha'etzem. However, if it's not edible, then there's no avera of ve'etzem le'sishbru boy, of breaking a bone. Now it seems that the Tanakam and Rebbe are saying the same. What Tanakam call kosher, Rebbe calls roi la'achila. It would make sense that anything that's kosher is roi la'achila, and anything that's roi la'achila is kosher. What are they arguing about? The Gemara is asking, "Mai binayu? What's the halachic ramifications or difference between whether it's kosher or whether it's roi la'achila?" And we're actually going to have eight answers. The first one being Rabbi Yirmiya. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Pesach haba b'tomei ikabinayu. A korban Pesach, which is tomei, is tomei. And let's say that it's the whole tzibur or tomei, and we've discussed those halachas earlier. This is a korban Pesach, which is it kosher? No, it's not. It's posel. It's tomei. Are you allowed to eat it? Yes. Tumah hutra b'tzibur. And we saw before that a korban Pesach she'ba b'tumah nechal b'tumah. So if you're going to look at it from the perspective of the Tanakhama, that it's got to be kosher, it's hard to say that a Korban Pesach, which is Tomei, is considered kosher. But if you look at it from the point of view of Rebbe, who says it's dependent if it's edible, it's definitely edible. So there will be an issa of Etzem Le'sishbru Boy. Lemanda Omar Kosher, according to Tanakhama, who says that it depends on whether it's kosher or posel, high posel. This Korban Pesach is considered posel. Why? And Rashi says, because we hold Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, even though you're allowed to bring it, but if it would be Hutra B'Tzibur, it would not be called posel, it would be called kosher. But if you say Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, it means that it's posel, and it's Tomei, and you need the tzitz, and there's a whole load of things we've discussed previously, what the fact that it's just Dechuya and not Hutra does for us. But it's only Dechuya. Therefore, it's posel. Lemanda Omar Roi Lachila, according to Rebbe, who says that as long as it's Roi Lachila, there's an issa of Etzem Le'sishbru Boy, Hainami Roi Lachila Hu. This korban, which is Bar Betumah, is Nechal Betumah, it's Roi Lachila, and therefore there will be the issa of Etzem Le'sishbru Boy. And if so, then Rebbe is actually being more machmir than the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says it's posel, there's no issa of Etzem Le'sishbru Boy, and Rebbe is machmir and says, since it's Roi Lachila, there is an issa. And Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef is arguing against Rabbi Yirmiyah and saying, Ki hai governor, according to the way you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, have explained it, the kule alma ein by mishum shviras etzem. I, Rav Yosef, hold that in the case that you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, are speaking about, which is a Pesach haba betumah, I maintain everybody says that there's no issa of shviras etzem. Not only the Tanakama, also Rebbe will say that it's not considered. He's going to say that it's possible, and it's not considered roi l'achila. There's no issa of etzem le'sish b'ruboy. The Rebbe la'akule ka'osi, because the Rebbe is coming to be makel, that in the case where the Tanakhama say that you're chayev because it's kosher, that you are chayev for etzem le'sish b'ruboy because it's kosher. If it's kosher but not roi l'achila, Rebbe will say you're not chayev for etzem le'sish b'ruboy. That means Rebbe's only talking about a case where it's kosher but not roi l'achila. When it's possible, everybody agrees that it's a. When it's possible, everyone agrees that there's no issa of etzem le'sish b'ruboy. V'hai ha'possel hu. And therefore Rebbe agrees. That's what Rav Yosef says. Rav Yosef argues with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Elo, says Rav Yosef, and this is explanation number two, where they're arguing about, not in a case where it's possible. In a case where hoyso lo yishas ha-kosher, this is an animal that everything about the korban was done b'kashrus. All the avoidos were done b'kashrus. The shchita, and the kabbalah sadam, and the hilocha sadam, and the zrika sadam, it was all done b'hechsher. V'nifsal, and then it became possible afterwards. It could be now, that's going to be the difference. L'mando omar kosher, according to the Tanakhama who say that as long as it's kosher, then there's an isser of etzem le'sish b'ruboy, ha-kosher, this is considered kosher because all the avoides were done b'kashrus. However, according to Rebbe, who says that even though it's kosher, it's got to be roi l'achila to be chayev for etzem le'sish b'ruboy, this is not roi l'achila. Ha'hashta lav roi l'achila hu, since it became nifsel, as we said, since it became posel, it's not roi l'achila. If it's not roi l'achila, Rebbe says there's no issa of etzem le'sish b'ruboy. Abaye Omar, and now it's Abaye is arguing with Rav Yosef, and says kule alma kol ki hay gavna ein boy mishum shviras etzem. Abaye maintains that in such a case, even the Tanakhama will agree that there's no isser. My tama why hashta miya ha posil hu. Who cares that it had a shas hakoisha that the avodas were done b'kashrus? But nemaisa it's nifsal. If it's nifsal, not only is it not roi l'achila, but it's considered posil. If it's considered possible, even the Tanakhama say there's no issa of etzem le'sish b'ruboy. So Abaye says that you, Rav Yosef, I don't agree with your explanation to the machlokes Tanakhama and Rebbe. Elo shvira so etzem miboy d'yoyim ike b'nayu. This is Abaye coming with explanation number three, who says that the halachic difference between Tanakhama and Rebbe is regarding breaking the bone on the day of the 14th. After it was shechted, obviously, and after it's been prepared, but it's not yet the nightfall. So it could be now, that's going to be the difference. L'mando omar kosher, according to the Tanakhama, who says that as long as the korban is kosher, there is an issa of etzem le'sish b'ruboy, ha kosheru. This animal is completely kosher. You happen to be, you can't eat it just yet. You have to wait for the night, but it's a kosher korban. L'mando omar roi l'achila, however, according to Rebbe, who says that you can only be chayef for etzem le'sish b'ruboy when you can eat it, when it's fit to be eaten, hashtalav bar achilahu. Now, on the day of the 14th, you're not allowed to eat it. Since you're not allowed to eat it, the Rebbe will say there's no issa of etzem le'sish b'ruboy. And we're now going to have a little bit of an issue with this, with this discussion as to whether Mib'oid yoim, whether on the day of the 14th, there's an issa of etzem le'sish b'ruboy. And Abaye just said now that according to Tanakhama, it's considered kosher. According to Rebbe, it's not roi l'achila. So according to Rebbe, there'll be no issa of etzem le'sish b'ruboy. According to Tanakhama, there will be an issue of etzem le'sish b'ruboy. And we're going to have a question on this. Rebbe Oimer. We learned in a braisa, Rebbe said, Nimnin al moyach shebaroish, the marrow, the edible part inside the head of this animal, of this korban pesach, you can count on them, you can eat it. How are you going to get the marrow out of the head? we'll soon see, but you can scrape it out. You can put a type of a pick through the nostrils of the animal, and you can pull out, without breaking the skull, without breaking the bone, you can pull out the marrow, and therefore nimnin. V'ein nimnin al moyach shebekulis. But in the thigh bone, which has marrow inside, you cannot count on people to eat from the kezayis, from the marrow, in this thigh bone. That's what Rebbe said. Al moyach shebaroish maitama, why can you count on the marrow which is inside the head? Hoil v'yocha l'goyroi. He can pull it out. L'goyroi, he can pull it, uloitzioi, and he can remove the marrow without breaking a bone. However, with the thigh bone, you can't get to the marrow without breaking the bone, and therefore you cannot count on it. V'yisol kodaitach shviras ha'etzim mibo idyoim. Shapir domi, according to what you just said now, that Rebbe in our Mishnah, he holds, according to Abaya. Abaya said that Rebbe in our Mishnah says, since it's not Roi L'Achila on the day of the 14th, there's no Issof Shviras Ha'etzem on the day of the 14th, then Kulis Nami, then the thigh bone also, why can you not count on it? Nitbere Miboidyoim, break the thigh bone on the day of the 14th, V'nafku Olamoyach today, and remove the marrow from within it, and v'nim no'alov, and then you can count on that marrow as well, and you'll eat it in the night, at the time you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. So this is a question against Abaya. You, Abaya, said that according to Rebbe, that the Is of Etzem Nesish Beruvo is dependent on Roi L'Achila, and you, Abaya, maintain that since you cannot eat it on the 14th, according to Rebbe, there's no Issa of Etzem Nesish Beruvo. Why does Rebbe say that you cannot count on the Moyach Shebekulis? Omar Locha Abaya. Abaya is actually going to answer this and say, Ulatameich. And according to you, you're asking the question, what you assume that that there is an Issa of Etzem Loisish Burboi. Why? Because you say that it's kosher. It's kosher, and therefore there is an Issa of Loisish Burboi even on the day of the 14th, and therefore you cannot count on the Moyach in the Kulis. But I'll ask you another question, even according to you. Granted, you're not allowed to break the bone. Not on the 14th, certainly not on the 15th at night. So Misha Chashech Onami, even the night of the 15th. Naisa Gumrusa, why can't you bring a coal? V'nechus ale, and place the coal onto the bone. V'nikle, and it will burn a hole into the bone. V'nafka, and then you'll be able to take out l'moyach today the marrow from within the kulis bone. V'nimni olea, and then you'll be able to. Why can you not count on the marrow in the thigh bone, even according to you? Even according to you. So you don't want to agree with me, Abaya, and you want to say that even according to Rebbe, that you want to say there is an Issa of Etzem Loisish Burboi. Okay, don't break it, but you still haven't explained why you can't count on it, on the moyach, on the marrow of the thigh bone. You can remove it without breaking the bone, by singeing a hole into it with a coal. D'artanya, did we not learn in a braisa that even though you're not allowed to break a bone, aval hasayirif ba'atzomis, if you just burn away at a bone, v'amechateich begidin, or if you cut the sinews, because sinews are not considered bones, there's no problem with cutting them. Ein b'mishum shviras etzem, there's no issa. And since hasayirif ba'atzoma is burning away at a bone, is not considered shviras etzem, why can you not burn away at the thigh bone, remove the marrow? Elomayis lechomemer. So how are you going to explain that, Rebbe, that you cannot count on the moyach shebekulis? So Abaya, there's a machlekes. Abaya omar mishum, and this is talking about the 15th. Even on the night of the 15th, why can you not count on, why can you not remove the marrow from the thigh bone on the night of the 15th using a coal? Abaya Omar Mishum Poka. Abaya says because you may end up cracking the bone, not where you're burning it. Because you're burning it and the bone is becoming very brittle, you may end up cracking the bone elsewhere, and that's going to be an Issa. Rava Omar Mishum Hefsid Kochim. We're afraid that some of the marrow is going to get destroyed. The Komafsid Lebi Yodayim. It's as if you're destroying part of the animal with your hands. Why? Dilma Ochil Nura. You're putting a coal onto the bone. Maybe some of the fire, some of the coal, is going to eat away Mimoyach today from the marrow itself and burn away the marrow. Then you're not allowed to do that. Which means that even on the night of the 15th, Minat Teira, you're allowed to get to the marrow inside the kulis, but midrabonon, You're not allowed to, either because mishum poka or because hefsid kochim, it's an isad rabbonon. So miboy dream nami, Abaya says, if so, I'll tell you the same, even on the day of the 14th. Rebbe can hold that there's no issa of shvira se'etzem. You're going to ask a question, if so, why can you not count on the moyach shebekulis? Gzeira, it's also only osa midrabbonon. It's a gzeira miboy dream, otu mishach hasheicha. In order that people shouldn't by mistake end up breaking a bone at night, we said, don't even break a bone during the day, and therefore do not rely on the moyach shebekulis. And therefore, Abaya says, my explanation could still work. And according to Rebbe, indeed, min ha-Torah, since there's no issa, it's not roi la-achila mib'oid yom, there's no issa of shvira se'etzem mib'oid yom. And now we're coming back to our original discussion, what's the machlekas, Tanakama and Rebbe. So far we've seen three explanations. We've seen Rabbi Yirmiyahu says that it's talking about when it's Pesach Ababa Tumah. We saw Rav Yosef that says Hoysalosh HaKoyshev V'Nifsal, and we've seen Abaya by Miboid Yoim. Now we're having a fourth explanation, which is Rav Papa. Rav Papa Omar Kolki Hai Gavna, he's responding to Abaya, and he's saying, you Abaya maintain that there's a Machlekas Tanakama and Rebbe regarding the day of the 14th? No. I, Rav Papa, hold that in that case, even Rebbe will agree that even though you cannot eat the animal on the day of the 14th, it is still considered roi l'achila, and even Rebbe will agree that there is an issa of etzem loisish beruboy. Kule alma yesh be mishum shvira se etzem. Even Rebbe will agree to that. My tama, why l'ur temerze l'achila? Because at the end of the day, when it comes to night, even then, this animal is going to be edible, and therefore it's considered roi l'achila, even according to Rebbe. If so, what's the machlekes Tanakama and Rebbe? Elo, says Rav Papa, be'ever sheyotzo miktsosoi, if part of a limb went outside the walls of Yerushalayim, we know that kochim kalim is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. Kochi kochim is not allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash. Kochim kalim is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. If part of an aver, if part of a limb of an animal left Yerushalayim on a regular korban, one would have to cut off whatever left Yerushalayim, and that's going to have to be disposed of, burnt, whatever the halachas are, with the psul of yoitza, and the rest of the animal can be eaten. So be'eva sheyotza miktsosoi komifligi, that's going to be the machlokus between the Tanakama and Rebbe. Mando Omar kosher, according to the Tanakama, who says that as long as the animal is kosher, then there is an is of etzem loisish beruboy ha-kosheru. Then since the part of the limb that did not leave Yerushalayim is considered kosher, then this limb is considered a kosher limb. Since it's a kosher limb, you're not allowed to break even though part of it went out of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to break this limb. Exactly what you're going to do with it, how you're going to take away this limb without breaking it, is something we're going to discuss soon. Umando amaroi l'achila, according to Rebbe, who says that the issa of etzem leisish beruboy is only when it's roi l'achila, is only on part of the animal which is edible, then hai lav barachilahu, this part where you want to break this bone in order to remove the part that went outside Yerushalayim, since that part is no longer edible because it's posel, because it's yoitza, therefore, according to Rebbe, there will not be an issa of etzem loisish beruboy. K'detanya, as we saw in a braisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, Omer, eva sheyotza miktsosoi, a limb that partially left Yerushalayim, v'shavrui, and he broke it in a place where it was outside, the part that went outside Yerushalayim, it's a part that is no longer roi l'achila, ein b'mishum shviras ha'etzem, there is no issa of shviras ha'etzem. So that was Rav Papa's explanation in the Machlekas Tanakama and Rebbe, that they're arguing regarding breaking the bone of a limb where part of the limb left Yerushalayim. Rav Sheshes, brother of Idiomar. Now it's Rav Sheshes, it's his turn to argue with Rav Papa. And he said, Kol ki ay gavna, in that case where part of a limb left Yerushalayim, de kula alma ein bo mishum shviras ha'etzem. Everybody will agree, even the Tanakama will agree, that there's no issa of shviras ha'etzem. Why? Because Aver ha, the high Aver ha'apostle hu, because this aver, this limb that left Yerushalayim, now it's completely parcel. It's not kosher. It's true that there's part of it that didn't leave Yerushalayim is kosher, but the part that left Yerushalayim is completely parcel. And if it's parcel, then even the Tanakhama say that there's no issa of Shviras Ha'etzem. Just before we assumed, Rav Papa explained that since the part of the limb did not leave Yerushalayim, it's considered kosher. And that's why he held, according to the Tanakhama, there is an issa of etzem leisesh buruboy. Rav Sheisha says no. Rav Sheisha says that even according to the Tanakhama, it's not considered kosher because the part that left Yerushalayim is posel. Elo shvira so etzem b'no ikabinayu. We know that no is something which is only partially roasted. It's not yet fully roasted. And you're not allowed to eat it like this. Al toichlu mimenu no. You're not allowed to eat it when it's only partially roasted. But in a case where it's only partially roasted, there's going to be a machlekas, Tanakama and Rebbe. Mando Omar Kosher, the Tanakama who say that it's dependent on whether it's kosher or not. Ha kosher hu. This is a kosher korban pesach, it's just not yet edible. You're not allowed to yet eat it like this because it's not yet fully roasted, but it's kosher. And therefore, there is an issa of breaking the bones. Umando amaroi la'achila, but according to Rebbe, who says there's only an issa of etzem le'sish buruboy when it's roi la'achila, hashta in a roi la'achila. In its present state, when it's not, it's only partially roasted, you're not allowed to eat it. And therefore, there's no issa of etzem le'sish buruboy according to Rebbe. That's how Rav Sheshes maintains. Rav Sheshes brother of Idi. Rav Nachman Beitzchok Omar. Rav Nachman Beitzchok argues with Rav Sheshes and says, Kol ki ay gavno, yesh boi mishum shviras ha'etzem. Even Rebbe will agree that even though in this present state you're not allowed to eat it, it's not considered einoi roi la'achila. It's considered roi la'achila, and even Rebbe will say there is an issa of etzem le'sish buruboy. My tama, why? Da chozi la'achila. Because it's going to be edible. De matvele v'ochele. Finish roasting it. When it's fully roasted, it's going to be roi la'achila. You can't say it's not roi la'achila. And therefore, according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, he says that in Rav Sheshes' case, which is only partially roasted, there's no machlekas. Everybody agrees that it's considered kosher and roi lachila, and there is an issa of etzem le'sish buruboy. So what's the machlekas Tanakhama and Rebbe according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok? Elo b'shvira so al yo ikka beinayu. Breaking the bone in the tail is where there's going to be a machlekas. Lemando omar kosher. According to Tanakhama, who says that it's got to be kosher in order to be over ve'etzem le'sish buruboy. It's clearly kosher. There's nothing possible about the tail. How kosher? Lemando amaroi la'achila. However, according to Rebbe, who says that you're only over on ve'etzem le'sish buruboy if it's roi la'achila, ha'ene roi la'achila. The tail is not edible. De alyo le'gavoya salka. Because we know that the alyo, the tail, is actually not eaten by people. It goes on the mizbeach. It's part of the imurim. And since it goes on the mizbeach, it's not roi la'achila. And therefore, according to Rebbe, there will not be any issa of etzem le'sish buruboy. So says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi is arguing and he says, no. Kol ki ay gavna vaday ein boi mishum shviras ha'etzem. Regarding the tail, even the Tanakhama will agree that there's no problem of etzem le'sish buruboy. The havadai einei roi la'achila klal. Because it's complete, it's not even in the bracket of a type of a limb that would come into the question of being roi la'achila. And therefore the Tanakhama, even though they say it's dependent on kosher or not kosher, but it's got to be something which is a type of part of the animal which is edible. This is not part of an animal which is edible, and therefore etzem le'sish buruboy was never said regarding it. Elo. So what is the machlekas Tanakhama and Rebbe according to Rav Ashi? Elo eiver she'ein olav kezayis bosor ikka binayu. A limb which does not have a kezayis of meat on it, that's going to be the machlekas. Lemando amar kosher. According to Tanakhama that says that as long as it's kosher, there is an issa of etzem le'sish buruboy. Ha kosher. This limb, this is a kosher animal, the limb is kosher, and therefore there will be an issa of etzem le'sish buruboy, even though there isn't a kezayis of meat on it. Lemando omar roi la'achila, however, according to Rebbe who says, you only chayef of etzem le'sish buruboy, if it's actually roi la'achila, then we know that A chilom means a minimum of a kazayis. So the type of limb, a type of bone, which is going to be chayav for etzim l'sishbur boy, has to be one that could be eaten, which means that there's at least a kazayis of meat on it. But inon shiur achila, you need to have the measure, the amount of edible part of achila, which is a kazayis, veleka. And Ravashi says that this limb, which is an Eivor She'ein Olav Kazayis, is not Ra'u La'achila, and according to Rebbe, there'll be no Issa V'etzem Le'sishbur Boy on such a limb. And we have to note that according to Rav Ashi, the main defining or the deciding factor is not on whether the part where, just near where you break, has a Kazayis. No, as long as the limb that we're discussing, the overall amount of meat on the whole limb, has a kazayis, then even Rebbe will agree there's an issa of etzem le'sish bruboy. If there isn't a kazayis on the whole limb, then according to Rebbe, so says Rav Ashi, according to Rebbe, there's no issa of etzem le'sish bruboy, and the Tanakhama hold that there is an issa of etzem le'sish bruboy. Ravina Omar. Ravina takes it one step further, and he says, "Kol ki hay gavno, les be mishum shvira se'etzem." Everybody will agree that if there isn't a kazayis on the whole limb, everyone will agree that to what Rav Ashi said in the name of Rebbe, but Ravina says even the Tanakhama will agree there's no issa of etzem le'sish bruboy, de ba'inon shir achila. Because everybody agrees, even the Tanakhama agrees that it's true that it has to be kosher, but it has to be a shir achila in order to be have an issa of etzem le'sish bruboy. Elo eiver she'ein olav kazayis boser b'mokim zeh, v'yesh olav kazayis boser b'mokim acher ikke beinayu. The whole machleika, says Ravina, is if you do have a kazayis on the whole limb, but you just don't have a kazayis around the area where you're actually breaking it, that will be the machleikas. Lemando amar kosher, according to Tanakhama, who says that as long as it's kosher, there's an issa of etzem le'sish bruboy, ha-kosher hu. Then this whole limb is kosher. There is a kazayis of basar on the overall limb. Therefore, he's going to be chayev. Lemando amaroi la'achila. According to Rebbe, who says that you're only chayev for etzem le'sish bruboy if it's roi la'achila, but inon shir achila b'mokim shvira. You need to have a kazayis of basar, which is the measure of eating, b'mokim shvira, around the place that you're breaking it, v'holeka. And according to Ravina, he says the machlekas is when you only have a kazayis on the overall limb, you don't have a kazayis where you're breaking it. According to Rebbe, there will be no issa of etzem le'sish bruboy. So that was the 8 explanations as to when the Tanakhama say, when the Tanakhama say it's dependent on whether it's kosher, and when Rebbe says it's dependent on roi la'achila. And the Gemara says that of those 8, Tanyaka arba minayu. There's actually a brisa, and this brisa is going to follow Rebbe. This brisa seems to hold and rule like Rebbe, that it depends on roi la'achila. And in this brisa, the brisa is actually going to enumerate a number of conditions, incorporating 4 of the 8 that we just mentioned. The Tanya, Rebbe Oimir, this is Rebbe, Bebayis echod ye'ochel. The pasuk says, "Bebayis echod ye'ochel lo yisoytzi min habayis min habaso chutzo ve'etzem le'sish bruboy." As we saw before, the source of Rebbe is the fact that the pasuk of "ve'etzem le'sish bruboy" is written together with the "Bebayis echod ye'ochel," that it has to be eaten in a home, in one home. Al hakosher uchayev einik chayev al apostel, and this is a term which we used before for the Tanakhama, but Rebbe also says it's got to be kosher. He means kosher to be eaten, and not apostel to be eaten. And now the Bryce is going to explain. This is Rav Yosef that we mentioned before. That if even though it had a shas ha-kosher, when the avoda was done, all the avodas were done b'kosher, and then it became posel, according to Rebbe, ain bay mishum shvira se'etzem, which actually is what Rav Yosef said before. Another thing says the Bryce, yesh bay shir achila. Only if there's a kazayis of meat, then yesh bo mishum shvir asa etzem, then he's chayev for etzem le'sish b'ruboy, ein bo shir achila. If there isn't a kazayis of meat, ein bo mishum shvir asa etzem. There's not going to be any issa of shvir asa etzem. The braisa didn't tell us where the kazayis has to be. Does it have to be on the overall limb, and then it would be following Rav Ashi? Or does it have to be on the mokim hashvira, then it would be following Ravina. But either way, it's either Ravashi or Ravina. The Braisa makes it clear that you're only chayev when there's meat on the, when there's meat on this bone, on this limb. So that's either Ravina or Ravashi. That's the second explanation we've had. And the Braisa continues, Haroi lemizbeach, ein bei mishum shvirasa etzem. This is Rav Nachman that we mentioned, that the tail which goes on the Mizbeach is not considered roi la'achila, and therefore there's no is of etzem le'sishbu rupoi. That's what it says here. Haroi le'mizbeach, the parts of the animal that are going to the Mizbeach and not eaten by people, there's no is of etzem le'sishbu rupoi. B'sha'as achila, yesh b'mishum shviras ha'etzem. There's only an is of shviras ha'etzem on the night of the 15th, which is when you're allowed to eat it. Shelo'i b'sha'as achila, however, on the day of the 14th, when you're not allowed to eat it, and this was what Abaya said. Abaya said that according to Rebbe, there's no Shviras Etzem on the day of the 14th. So here we had the Braisa that incorporated four of the eight explanations. Continues the Gemara, Itma. Says the Gemara, Eiver she'enolov kazayis basar b'mokim zeh, v'yesholov kazayis basar b'mokim acher. If you have a limb that the overall limb has a kazayis, but it does not have a kazayis at the place when it got broken. So let's try and dissect this before we continue. According to Rav Ashi that we saw before, Rav Ashi says that if you have a whole limb that doesn't have a kazayis, Tanakama say it's kosher, there's an isov etzem le'sish b'ruboi. Rebbe says, since the whole limb has a kazayis, therefore it's called roi la'achila, and therefore he'll be chayef etzem le'sish b'ruboi, even if the place where it got broken, there was no kazayis. That was Rav Ashi. Ravina said no. Ravina said that if there's no kazayis on the entire limb, everybody's going to agree, even the Tanakama will agree, that there's no isov etzem le'sish b'ruboi. But if you do have a kazayis in the whole limb, and you don't have a kazayis in the place that it got broken, that's where it's going to be machlokes between Tanakama and Rebbe. Tanakama say that it's kosher and therefore it'll be chayev, and Rebbe says that since there isn't a shir achila at the place where it got broken, there's no is of etzem le'sish b'ruboi. So we have to keep in mind, when you have a kazayis on the whole limb, but you don't have a kazayis b'mokim hashvira, according to Rav Ashi, everybody will agree that there's an issa. According to Tanakama, Rav Ashi says, you don't need a kazayis on the whole limb. According to Rebbe, you need a kazayis on the limb, but you don't need a kazayis in the mokim hashvira. So if you have a kazayis on the whole limb, according to Rav Ashi, even Rebbe says there is an is of etzem le'sish b'ruboi. Ravina says in the name of Rebbe that no, that Rebbe needs a kazayis not only in the overall limb, but in the mokim hashvira as well. So we're going to have now machlekas, Rabbi Yechanon and Rish Lakish, that seem to be arguing exactly the same machlekas, Rav Ashi and Ravina. Because the Gemara is taking it for granted that Rabbi Yechanon and Rish Lakish are following Rebbe. They're not following the Tanakama. They're definitely following Rebbe. So if you have a case where you've got a kazayis on the overall aver, but you don't have a kazayis in the Mokim HaShever, Rabbi Yechanon Omar, yesh b'mishum shviras ha'etzem, Rabbi Yechanon says chayev. He must learn like Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi says that Rebbe only says when the whole limb doesn't have a kazayis, that's when there's no etzem of le'sish b'ruboi. But if you have a kazayis on the overall limb, even if you don't have a kazayis b'mokim achetech, b'mokim hashvira, it's still going to be chayev. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar, ein b'mishum shvira se'etzem. Rish Lakish, he's obviously following Ravina's logic that says that the whole machlekas Rebbe and the Tanakama is only when you have a kazayis in the whole limb and you don't have a kazayis b'mokim hashever, b'mokim hashvira. And Rebbe says that if you don't have a kazayis b'mokim hashvira, then it's not called roi la'achila and there's no is of etzem le'sish b'ruboi. So Rish Lakish is going to be following Ravina. Eisvi Rabbi Yechanon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanon is now asking a question on Rish Lakish. And here again, Rabbi Yechanon and Rish Lakish, they both ruled like Rebbe, and they both assumed that the following Braisa is Rebbe. What does it say in the Braisa? The Braisa says that from Ve'etzem le'sish b'ruboi we learn, Echod etzem she'esh olav kazayis basar, ve'echod etzem she'ein olav kazayis basar. Irrespective of whether there is a kazayis or whether there's no kazayis, there is an is of Ve'etzem le'sish b'ruboi. That's a Braisa. We have to know what that means. It's quite ambiguous. What does it mean? There is a kazayis, there isn't a kazayis. Where is there? Where isn't there? Says the Gemara, or says Rabbi Yochanan, my ainu lov kazayis basar. And the Braisa says that even when there's no kazayis, you're chayiv for etzem lo yisish brubay. Ilema de ainu lov kazayis basar klal. Does it mean that there isn't on the whole aver, there's no kazayis basar? Amay yesh by mishum shriyasa etzem. So why does the Braisa say that he's chayiv for etzem lo yisish brubay? The Braisa is probably following the halacha like Rebbe. And therefore, if there isn't a kazayis in the whole overall aver, everybody agrees there's no isav etzem lo yisish brubay. Elolav, it must be hachi ka'omar. It must be saying echod etzem sheyesh alav kazayis basar b'mokim ze, ve'echod she'ein alav kazayis basar b'mokim ze, v'yesh alav kazayis b'mokim achir. It must be when the Braisa says that you're chayev, irrespective of whether there is or isn't a kazayis, it doesn't mean whether there is or isn't a kazayis on the overall limb. No, irrespective of whether there is or isn't a kazayis b'mokim ashvira. But there is a kazayis on the whole limb. So you see clearly that even if there is no kazayis b'mokim ashvira, there is going to be chayev. And this is proof to Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says that if there's no kazayis on the mokim ashvira, there is potur. Kashi lo b'shem ben Lakish. Omer le, b'shem ben Lakish is going to answer like this. Loi, you misunderstood the braisa. Hachi komar, of course if there's no kazayis b'mokim ashvira, then the braisa then he's not chayev. Aye, the braisa says that even b'mokim echod, that even when the mokim she'ein olav kazayis ve'echod etzem she'ein olav kazayis, there is a chiyuv of etzem leisesh brubay. What does that mean? Hachi komar echod etzem she'esh olav kazayis basar mibachutz ve'echod etzem she'ein olav kazayis basar mibachutz ve'yesh olav kazayis basar mibifnim b'mokim shvira, which means that Rish Lakish is answering that of course it needs to have a kazayis b'mokim ashvira. But I may have thought that only that same yeshel of basar means that there's basar on the outside, which is accessible meat. If you have a kazayis basar, the mokim ashvira, then you're going to be chayev. But I may have thought if there's no kazayis on the outside, there is kazayis in the marrow inside, in the place that you broke it, the braisa is coming to say, even in that case, there's an issa of ve'etzem loisish b'ruboy. That means there is an avera to break the bone even when there's a kazayis inside. But if there is a kazayis either outside or inside at the place of the shvira, you're chayef of etzem loisish brubay. V'hotanya, and proof to this is the following braisa. That the braisa says, and the braisa is now going to prove that it's also to break a bone even though there's marrow inside. Because I may have thought you're only not allowed to break a bone which has meat on it, but there's no meat, there's no marrow inside it. And then there's no reason to break it. There's an issa of etzem leisish brubay. But I may think if you have marrow inside, the mitzvah of eating the korban pesach will override the issa of breaking the bone, and there'll be no issa of etzem leisish brubay. Asei doicha loisase. The braisa says no. Even though that there's a mitzvah to eat the korban pesach, you're not allowed to break the bone in order to get to the marrow. And that's what the braisa here means, says Rish Lakish, that echod she'ein alav kazayis basar b'mokim zeh, that means that if you haven't got meat, even if you haven't got meat on the outside, but you have marrow on the inside, but it's got to be b'mokim ashvira, there's an issa of v'etzem loisish b'ruboy. Let's see the braisa. The pasuk says v'etzem loisish b'ruboy. This is the pasuk in Parashas Boy. Echod etzem sheyesh bo moyach, ve'echod etzem she'ein bo moyach. We take it for granted that this is irrespective of whether it's a bone with a marrow inside it or a bone without a marrow inside it, then there's an issa to break it. Asks the Braisa, Mani Mekayim, what am I going to do with the pasuk that says v'ochlu es abosu b'laylo azet zliyesh umatzis al morim reichlu? Do we not say that you have to eat every edible part of the korban pesach? You have marrow inside this bone. How can you say don't break the bone? Maybe the posuk, the mitzvah of ochlu es habosor balaylo azeh, overrides the isav loisish brubay on a type of bone that there's a marrow inside. Only a bone where there's no marrow inside will be asked to break. Says the Gemara, do you know where I'm going to use the posuk of ochlu es habosor balaylo azeh? Only b'bosar shall gabe etem. Don't worry about that posuk. That posuk, v'ochlu es habosor b'layla azeh, will be talking about the meat which is accessible without having to break a bone. But the marrow inside the bone, no, On that, the pasuk didn't say va'ochlu es habosor b'layla hazeh. On that, the pasuk says va'etzem lo yisish b'ruboy. Don't break it even to reach the marrow. Asks the braisa, oyeinu elo b'bosor shebatoicha etzem. Who told you? Maybe no. Maybe the mitzvah va'ochlu es habosor b'layla hazeh is even talking about the marrow inside the bone, and you're allowed to break the bone. And the pasuk that says don't break a bone is talking about only be'etzem she'ein b'moyach, only talking about a type of bone where there's no marrow inside it. Avol be'etzem she'esh b'moyach, but a bone that does have marrow inside it, shover I can break it, v'oichel, and eat it. Ve'al tetamo, and don't worry, you know, how can you override the is of breaking a bone? Shari yovei aseh v'yitchaloi saseh. The mitzvah saseh of v'ochlu es habosor b'layla hazeh will override the is of etzem lo yisish b'ruboy, as with every aseh doichaloi saseh. Says the Braisa, no. Kushu oimer, there's another posuk in Parshas Ba'al Yischa regarding Pesach Sheni. It says, lo yashiru mimenu ad boiker, ve'etzem lo yishburu boy, kechol kchukas ha-pesach, yase oisoy. It says, don't break any bones, even the Pesach Sheni that was brought shechted on the 14th of Iyar. And do with it, keep all halachas like the Pesach Rishon on the 14th of Nisan. She says the Gemara, she'ein Talmud lo'imar. I didn't need to say ve'etzem lo yishburu boy. Shari kvar nema, because it says in that pasuk, kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoy. It already says in the pasuk, follow all the halachas of the first Pesach in the Pesach Sheni. So why do you have to single out ve'etzem lo yishburu boy? Hava'imar, so it must be telling us that there's a type of bone which you may have thought you are allowed to break, and either, and the pasuk is telling me, no, even that bone, I'm telling you, don't break it. Echod etzem sheyesh b'moyach, ve'echod etzem she'ein b'moyach. That pasuk is reiterating and saying, don't break a bone, even if you think you've got an aseh doichaloi saseh, even if there's marrow inside it, and eating that marrow would be the mitzvah of va'ochlu es habosor b'layla hazeh, do not break the bone. And since you're not allowed to break the bone in order to reach the marrow, then says Rish Lakish, the braisa that we said before, echod. The etzem leisishbur boy echod etzem sheyesh alav kazayis basor echod etzem sheein alav kazayis basor. What that means is that you're chayev either where if there's a kazayis of meat outside the bone, on the bone, which is a kazayis at the mokim hashvira, or in the bone, but mokim hashvira, there's marrow. In both those cases, there's an issa of etzem leisishbur boy. But Rish Lakish says, I'm holding to my opinion, which seems to follow the way Ravina explained before the machlekas, that if there isn't a kazayis of bosor in or on the mokim hashvira, then there is no issa of etzem leisishbur boy according to Rebbe. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei, we're going to now ask a question against Rish Lakish, another question. If one of the limbs, we mentioned this before already, if one of the limbs partially went outside the walls of Yerushalayim, then choytech, you cut the meat on this bone, on this limb that left Yerushalayim, ad mokim shemagia le'etzem. Don't chas v'sholem break the bone, just cut the meat. All the meat that was outside, that means the part that was outside Yerushalayim, cut round that meat till you hit the bone, the koilef, and then peel the rest of the meat, the kosher part, the part that was inside, that stayed inside Yerushalayim, peel that away. The koilef, peel that away, ad shemagia leperek, until you get to the joint, the choytech, and then you can break it at the joint. There's no issa of etzem leisishburu breaking it at the joint. So all the meat that went out of Yerushalayim together with the part of the bone which now has no meat on it, that the meat's been peeled away, all that is cut away. That's the braisa. Ve'i omrus eiver she'ein olav kazayis basar b'mokim ze v'yesh b'mokim acher ein bo'im shum shviras ha'etzem, according to Rish Lakish, that there's no issa of etzem leisish b'ruboy unless there's a kazayis on around the place that you're actually breaking it. Lomoli de koilef ad shemagia leperek v'choytech. Why do I need to peel it all the way till I get to the joint and then cut it? Niklev beipurta, just peel away a little bit. Once you've peeled away a little bit, you no longer have a kazayis at the place that you want to break it, the place that from that point and on was outside Yerushalayim. V'nitbre, and break it there. Answers the Gemara, Abaya Omar Mishum Poka. Abaya says, no. We're worried that you might crack it not in a place that doesn't have any meat, you might try and crack it in one place. It may crack where there is some meat around it, where there's a kazayis. And therefore, since we're afraid that that's going to happen, we say, don't break the bone in the middle. Peel it over till you get to the joint. Ravina says, b'koilis, we're talking about that you're right. On a regular bone where there's no marrow inside, you can peel away just a little bit and then break it. However, the thigh bone, which as we've discussed previously, has marrow inside, there's a kazayis of marrow in that area, and therefore it doesn't help just to peel away a little bit from the outside. You're not allowed to break it because there's marrow inside. And therefore you have no choice. You have to peel away right to the joint, and then you can cut away this bone and dispose of it in the way one disposes of psul yoitza. Emir Tashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.